actually grows, especially in Pittsburgh, especially in the US, and those across the world. Not forgetting our listeners in Jersey, Johannesburg, our listeners in Nairobi, Kenya, Mombasa, Busia, Kisumu, Kampala, Lesotho. Oh my goodness. Until next week, keep subscribing, keep sharing. 412-499-5000. Adios. Peace.
Bienvenidos a Barrio Latino,
el único programa en español en Pittsburgh, Pensilvania.
Noticias, entrevistas, servicios y la mejor música.
Y escúchenos también por la web en tiempo real www.wrst.org.
mommy sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hand brought the wood to life. He whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Vi viskar, viskar i natten, går runt i mitt liv. Attention! Thank you very much.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Így voltak, így jártak.
Mon père mi Mario avec un avocat.
Mon père mi Mario avec un avocat.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche. Mais au toit d'en père en passant, puis au tes mains de l'or. Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Premier soir de mes noces, avec lui je couche.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant, mais au toit d'en père en passant, puis au tes mains de l'or. Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
Il me serra si fort, la couchette en craquant.
La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là. La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là.
La bonne femme aux écoutes entend tout ce bruit-là.
A dit en tout ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas. Mais au toit d'en ferons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en ferons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
A dit en dur ma fille, de ça on n'en meurt pas.
Si t'en meurs, et on t'enterrera, mais au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
En tout cas, si t'en meurs, ben on t'enterrera.
On marque sur sa tombe, et mort en faisant ça, mais au toit d'en perdons pas ça, puis au tes mains de l'or.
Au toit d'en perdons pas ça.
Sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
On marque sur sa tombe est morte en faisant ça.
En faisant sa prière au pied de Saint-Nicolas. Mais au toit d'en ferons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en ferons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en ferons pas ça, puis au tes mains de là. Au toit d'en ferons pas ça. Yo te made it love.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We'll be right back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let the insanity begin. Donald Trump's tax returns have been released, and now we are all going to be poring over them like the wannabe accountants that we all are. When COVID hit, we all became epidemiologists on Twitter, and now we will all be tax accountants and tax attorneys, of course. No, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but much anticipated. I mean, listen, it took years to get these things, so we are sure as hell going to be taking advantage of looking at these. The New York Times reporting, Trump tax returns released by House Democrats. The publication of former President Trump's private tax documents come amid questions about why did the IRS fail to fully audit him during his presidency, despite his claims, which we call lies. I call untrue claims lies, particularly when you know they're untrue, that he was under audit. I encourage you to check out the entire New York Times article. As we speak, documents are being analyzed. Now, there's a good CBS News piece about what is it that tax professionals are looking for. What do the returns actually show about his finances is one question. And this comes to how wealthy is he? What assets does he have? What asset values does he claim? Is there evidence of tax fraud and all of the other things that we have been talking about? What do the tax returns show about the amount of tax that he pays? That piece we had a report on from the House Ways and Means Committee based on the underlying documents. Now we're getting the underlying documents. We know he paid very, very little in taxes, claimed losses some years, paid zero some years, got a refund some years. So that's going to be a big area of focus. How much money has Trump actually made, including from being famous? That's a question that will potentially be answered by the tax returns. How charitable is Donald Trump? And then some of these, I don't think these are really the questions, like how lucrative is it to be a real estate developer? It's more like, how sketchy are Trump's sources of financing? I think that those are far, far, far more interesting questions. CNN has an early report on what is in there. And of course, the one piece we learned right away, Donald Trump pays very little in federal taxes, despite the fact that we know that he continued to enrich himself while he was president of the United States. CNN writing, the returns long shrouded in secrecy were released today by the House Ways and Means Committee. They confirm a report from the Joint Committee on Taxation that Trump claimed large losses before and throughout his presidency that he carried forward to reduce or partially eliminate his tax burden. For example, in 2015, he carried forward a $105 million loss, and in 2016, a $73 million loss. CNN is reviewing the thousands of pages of these tax returns. I think by early next week, of course, if not later today, we are going to have far more detailed information about what is in these tax returns. Also interesting, this paragraph here, included with the committee's report was an analysis of the numbers from each of the six Trump tax returns by the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation. Remember, they found that Trump paid $750 in tax in 2017, nothing in 2020, and a combined $1.1 million in federal income taxes in 2018 and 2019. Trump regularly claimed huge operating losses, which you are allowed to carry forward. So the big takeaways, the big questions, in no particular order. What will we learn from the tax returns about Trump's wealth, about Trump's debts, about Trump's possible tax fraud? Question number one. Question number two, is Trump nearly as wealthy as he claims to be? I think we know the answer is no. What sorts of sketchy lending and debt sources does Donald Trump have that may have even been a conflict of interest while he was president of the United States? Will this play a role in the subsequent possible indictments coming against Donald Trump? And will anybody who would even consider voting for Donald Trump in 2024 even care about what's in there? I believe Trump was correct when he said he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose.